Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. And I was just seeking the Lord on behalf of those who would be listening, and I just want to share what the Lord spoke to my heart. And He wants us to act, not only hear His word, but act upon it, to be hearers as well as doers. And He takes great pleasure and great delight when you and I act upon His word. And excuse me, I know some of you have just, in spite of all the opposition, the Lord wants you, He just wants to encourage you. He's seen your commitment and your determination to press deeper into the things of God. And so He just wants to encourage you by means of this broadcast that the enemy, he's opposing that commitment and that stand you've taken for God. And so the Lord wants you to take the offensive against the work of the enemy. It's very obvious we have a real adversary who hates God, and because he hates God, he hates us, and he hates and fears your growth into spiritual maturity. He despises your effectiveness for the Lord and the threat that you are to his kingdom. I mean, you might not think of yourself as much, but, you know, if you love Jesus, he dwells in your heart, you are a threat to his kingdom. And the Lord in his word, I feel he's just speaking to us as he spoke to Jehoshaphat. He said, "Be not afraid nor dismayed, for the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." That's how Jehoshaphat encouraged the people of God. And in 2 Chronicles 20:20, he says, "Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." And so when Israel began to sing and praise God, it says that the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, and they were smitten. And that Hebrew word in this verse, when it says they were began to sing and to praise, the meaning of that Hebrew word in this verse for praise is tehillah. And the meaning of that Hebrew word conveys high praise. And it's that anointed, prophetic, new song given under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And it's the kind of praise, hallelujah, that God inhabits. And so, beloved, arise in the strength of the Lord. Praise God in the beauty of holiness. And in every area and need of your life, remember that His mercy, God's mercy, endures forever. Well, I just, before I, you know, share the word that God had for me to give to you today, he just wanted to encourage some of you that are embattled right now to just stand your ground and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. All right, praise God. Well, as I was waiting before the Lord, he quickened the 15th chapter of John, and there Jesus made such a beautiful declaration to his disciples, and of course that also extends to us, that he wasn't going to call them servants anymore, but rather friends. And he went on to give this reason, "Because I've passed on to you everything that I've learned from my Father." Servants don't share their master's confidence. The very concept of a friend brings to mind a trusted peer, one who fully understands and appreciates your feelings and thoughts, someone that you can share your heart with, who loves you for who you are, and not only through the good times, but in times of weakness, difficulty, and distress. In fact, Webster defines friend as one attached to another by affection or esteem, one who favors or promotes something, showing kindly interest or goodwill, cheerful, comforting. Beloved, if you've got a real friend, they are someone who believes in you. And one of the greatest blessings of our earthly journey is to experience the love of a true friend, only as God can give. And God gives us friends. It says in Scripture, this is Proverbs 17:17 and 27:6, that a friend loveth at all times, even his wounds are faithful. And another wonderful thing about a friend, sometimes it might be, you know, a little irritating, but a real friend will sharpen, refine, and shape us. That's, Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpens iron, does it not? And Proverbs 27:19 says, as a face is reflected in water, so one man's heart answers another. Abraham was called the friend of God. That's what James says in 2:23. But because he believed God, the word says that it was counted to him for righteousness. And so we see that the Holy Spirit is constantly and continually revealing to you and I the very nature and character of God. And I believe that there are few things that grieve the Father's heart more than doubting his goodness and his love for us, as well as his mercy and his faithfulness. And all the things, there's complete provision for us through the sacrifice that he made in sending us his only son, Jesus, into the world. Oh, and beloved, I hope you have discovered that Jesus is the very best of friends. Literally, and in every other way, he laid down his life for us. How can we doubt him if we really know and understand him in his relationship to us as friend? The most wonderful part about this profound realization of friendship is that he himself initiated it. He started it, and he desires this relationship with you, my brother and sister. He yearns for your intimacy, for your complete confidence and communion with him. He loves you with a jealous love, and he'll fight for you. And I believe, you know, God just wanted me to share these thoughts, to remind these things with you of his very nature and character, so that you can meditate on these truths. Sometimes we just have to think about that so it can get down deep within us, deep within our heart. And then if you do that, you'll be able to thank him, praise him with a new awareness of his everlasting love. Beloved, no matter what you might be facing right now, no matter how dark the situations might seem, no matter how bleak or impossible, he's ready to give you all the help and all the hope and all the answers that you need. He's a wonderful, gracious, loving God. You know, I just want you to know that I love you, and that's why I'm on this broadcast, so that I can encourage your heart. And I want the Spirit of the Lord to be able to minister to you. In fact, I want to stop right now and allow the Spirit of Prophecy to just share what is on the heart of the Holy Spirit. My beloved, I would say to you that amidst the turmoil of this world's present darkness, my people shall know my peace. Even now, in the midst of the cares of your day, your Father's heart reaches out to you, my beloved, to draw you close to my side. Even now, for a few moments, as my spirit seeks to commune with yours, release every troubled thought into my keeping. My word says, cast your cares upon me. For is it not written that I care for you? Come, be with me. Let me comfort and console you. Rest in your Father's love until you are refreshed and renewed. I would say to you, my beloved, is there anything too hard for the Lord? For through our silent and sweet fellowship will I cause a deep and abiding faith to flow, which shall be as a mighty river in your soul. It shall be as a clear mountain stream, coursing and sweeping away all obstacles in its path by the force of its power. It shall be to you as a river of life, bringing you new life and fruitfulness to those barren and parched places. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith, which I have given freely to you. Take that which is yours. Cease from your labors, rest from your struggles, for I am here with you, even now, not only for today, but for all your tomorrows. Return my love for you with praise and thanksgiving. You are mine, my beloved, and I watch over you tenderly, and I care for you with an everlasting and jealous love, says the Lord. Praise God. Well, how precious it is how the Lord can speak to his people. Praise God. You know, some people think that, you know, prophecy, you know, is a thing of the past. It existed in the old covenant. God spoke to his people through the prophets. But if you read the New Testament carefully, we see that prophecy is not done away with. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13, prophecies will fail, indicating that prophecies are going forth in this present age. You know, the written word of God, those prophetic utterances given and inscribed on the pages of God's word, they will not fail. That will come to pass because those were given to holy men of old. But we know that God has given prophecy today for our encouragement, our exhortation, and our comfort. So praise God for the Holy Spirit. Praise God for the gifts of the Spirit. And praise God for his goodness to all of us. Well, I want to thank you so much for listening, and I want to just take just a little bit of time to ask you to just take a moment, if the Holy Spirit is moving on you, to jot down the contact information the announcer is going to give. If you're being blessed by the broadcast, won't you write and let me know that? It encourages my heart. And if you have prayer needs, there may be no one that you can share your heart with. Well, your letters are always strictly confidential. Your names, addresses are never shared with anyone else, and no one ever has read or shared or answered the mail but myself and Brother Glass. That's my sacred promise to you. I invite you now to write. Note down that information. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, may God's best forever be yours.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.